And now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
And we do welcome you back. Three, almost 4 minutes after 11 o'clock. My pleasure to welcome back to the show Surgeon Stephen Guidry with Iberia Crime Stoppers. And he has brought in yet another special guest, part of the board, Kenny Lejeune, our old friend from Community First Bank. Just making sure that's still on the shirt there. Kenny, how are you, man?
Jeff, doing great, man. It's good to see you again. I know we're talking a little bit about our little baseball teams and little shout out to my boy, the Astros.
There you go. I'm not giving up on a Cub Astro World Series. I'm not giving up on it.
That's it.
That would be great. Houston, nice short drive for me as opposed to getting on the plane and heading to Chicago and actually having a chance maybe to get a ticket over there versus up north. But Sergeant Guidry, good to see you again, sir.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having us again, Jeff.
You bet. I guess we want to kick it off by talking about some success from last week, huh?
Absolutely, Jeff. I know I mentioned the Facebook page almost weekly. Our goal was set at 10,000 members by August. It is July 13th, and we hit 10,100 some odd members today.
Fantastic.
Yeah. We broke the 10,000 mark yesterday.
So, again, those are 20,000-plus eyes and ears looking for hopefully a tip or two or seeing something and passing along a tip or two. And
that's exactly right. Yeah. And if I may just shoot just maybe a couple statistics out there.
Please do.
As soon as we kicked off on May 1st of this year, it was a slow start for the phone calls. We received two phone calls, two tips in the month of May. We received 10 tip phone calls in the month of June, and we're again in the 13th of July, and we've already had 18 calls just since the 1st of July. So it's really picking up. The people out there are really starting to understand that, you know, this program does work. They're getting more accustomed to how it works and what to do from there.
And I would imagine a little success begats more of those phone calls.
Absolutely. We've still got plenty of open cases, but I'm waiting for those lines to keep ringing.
There you go. Our line ringing right now. We'll see if it's a question or comment for Crime Stoppers. Hi, you're in the air.
Yes, good morning. My phone rang just before you started this segment, so I don't know if you mentioned. I saw on Facebook an elderly veteran from New Iberia that someone stole his three-wheeler, his tricycle.
I haven't seen that one yet, sir.
It was on KATC's website.
Is that new? Because it seems I've heard that before. But anyway.
Well, anyway, it just seemed that he was... I just saw it this morning for the first time, and it said he's an elderly veteran from New Iberia, and someone stole his three-wheeler from under his garage.
Was that posted on the Iberia Crime Stoppers page by any chance?
No, that was on KATC's. Channel 3's website. So I just was going to call and mention it earlier in the show, and then when you came on the air, I figured it was a good time to mention it. But then the phone rang, and I didn't get to hear the beginning.
Absolutely. Looks like Jeff's pulling that up on the Internet as we speak.
All righty. Well, I appreciate it very much, and I think you all are doing a great job, and that's what's needed because people aren't going to talk unless it's anonymous.
Absolutely. Listen, we couldn't have this program without people like you, sir, so thank you.
Well, I think that's one of the solutions. You know, the other, I think, is stop and frisk. I don't know why that's unconstitutional, but it really would be a help. And I understand someplace in the United States that they're petitioning to have stop and frisk. Because if somebody's hanging out on the street and they're not doing anything, they got their hands in the pockets, to me it doesn't hurt anything to stop and say, you know, can I help you?
Right. Unfortunately, I can't comment on the sheriff's office aspect of that.
It's been ruled unconstitutional to do that, so it's not. The sheriff's hands are pretty well tied. The law enforcement is.
You know, that pesky Constitution gets in the way too often.
All the time. But I mean, if I was standing out on a street corner, especially in a crime, high crime area, I would want to be asked, you know. what are you doing here, just hanging on the street?
No, being an American, that's all. That's all. Just sitting here being an American.
Just being an American.
Anyway, I can't find it on their website, and it sounds like something old. But
it might have been. It might have been reshared over again.
Probably. Check the date on that link, and let me know later.
All righty, will do.
Appreciate the call. 367-1240, 367-1240. Were we anywhere in particular?
I think we were just talking about the members of the Facebook page.
Right,
so far.
Yes, thank you.
it's great. It really is. I mean, again, this isn't a cap. We're not looking for a maximum amount of members. This was just a personal goal that I had, and it was shattered long before I thought it was going to be. And it's a great feeling, Jeff. But again, it's not a cap.
Right.
We still want to get those numbers up if we can.
Absolutely.
It's just a big mile mark.
And again, remind folks what your expectations are from what people would post on it. I mean, not necessarily do they have to post, but be looking at it so that maybe they see something that they might be able to offer a tip on, too.
Absolutely. Anything in progress shouldn't be posted. You need to contact the sheriff's office or your local authorities if you're outside of the parish. In-progress calls need to have immediate law enforcement attention. This is basically for crimes that have already occurred or pictures that you might have of people trespassing on your property throughout the night while you're sleeping because you caught them on your security cameras. We don't want any negativity. We don't want any bashing of any kind. That's with each other. That's with Crime Stoppers. That's with the sheriff's office. That kind of stuff isn't going to be tolerated because this page was brought up so that we can all come together. And the past couple days, there's been a few uneasy things. We need to work together, stop bickering with each other on the page, and really focus on the one goal that we all have in common, and that's to get the bad guys off the streets.
There you go. Last week's featured crime was the Chase Bank.
Chase Bank, that's right.
Robbery, and I believe we've got an arrest there?
Yes, there was an arrest made. Denzel Carey ended up turning himself in.
Is that right?
His face was all over the media. The members of the Crime Stoppers page just continued sharing the video. They shared it and shared it and shared it. It was aired on KEDN. KLAF, excuse me, I'm sorry. There's a lot of, and KATC as well. There's been many people talking about him all over the place, and I think the pressure finally got to him, and he knew that everybody was watching, looking out for him, and he caved under the pressure and turned himself in.
Very good, very good. Can any different members of the board bring a little something different to the table? What is it that you hope to bring about within the board here?
Thank you, Jeff. I was fortunate enough, thanks with Mike Barra, I came to Community First Bank, and being the community bank we are, he wanted our involvement. So it originally started out, can we have someone from the bank be a board rep? And some emails went out, and happy to have volunteered to do that. The board is so impressive to really see the people in there that truly care and want to make a difference. Then through all that process, through elections and stuff, obviously in banking accounts with us, then became the treasurer. So my piece of it is more of just managing the money. As we all know, we're a nonprofit, so the dollars come from the callers, people that just called in and thankful for the process and the program. We need their financial support as well. So, once again, thanking everyone involved, KDN Lifestyle, you know, KNE, all the TV stations that have been out there to help us. But it's going to be an ongoing program that needs ongoing funding. So we just make a plea to everybody. I think on the Facebook, Sergeant Gidry is going to be working on a GoFund account, things that everybody from every level, every dollar amount can make a difference.
Yeah, you know, 10,000 people following that page, just a couple of bucks a piece from all those folks would go a long way.
Exactly.
And remind us how folks can donate.
Right now, we do have our post office box. Mike, that number is?
11-235.
11-235.
P.O. Box 11-235, and that's zip 70562.
Right. So right now, that's our main, until we can get with the GoFundMe, go on to the social media electronically. We're pretty much on paper right there. Of course, a donation can be dropped off at every Community First Bank location. We'll put an end to the proper account, Jeff.
Excellent, excellent. And tax deductible, right?
Yes, indeed.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
No donation too small, no donation too big.
No, sir.
There you go. Once again, Stephen, do we want to introduce the featured crime of the week?
Absolutely, Jeff. On July 6th, about 2 a.m., a homeowner on Ryan Avenue was woken up by their alarm system. Homeowner looked at her surveillance cameras and noticed a fully clothed individual under a carport aiming a handgun at the door. The individual fled before deputies got there. When deputies did arrive, they recovered a stolen silver Chevy Camaro from the area that the suspect or suspects were believed to be in. And between the hours of 4 a.m. and 5 a.m., shortly after that 2 a.m., just across the road on Crossbow Drive, the same suspects were seen in the area of a maroon-colored 2017 Chevy Silverado Z71, which was stolen. That license plate is C as in Charlie 521825, C521825. It was stolen at an address on Crossbow Drive. The vehicle's worth approximately $30,000 and is still missing. So we're hoping that people keep their eyes open, those 20,000 eyes out there, for this maroon Chevy Silverado. Again, Louisiana license plate C521825. It's a really pretty truck. You'll see a picture of it on the Crime of the Week that I posted on our Facebook page.
There you go. I'm looking at it right now. So some pretty good video of the perpetrators, although it's tough to identify them by their faces, but hopefully the vehicle is much more identifiable.
Absolutely, Jeff. If we can locate the vehicle, we can pull DNA swabs. We can look for fingerprints to pin people to this crime.
No doubt, no doubt. Again, check it out on Crime Stoppers. You'll be hearing it as well. But in this case, it's really one of those that the video tells a lot more than the audio does. So once again, check it out on Iberia Crime Stoppers and on Channel 15, both their NBC and Fox affiliates airing it. And you've got some other TV media help, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do, Jeff. KATC is now picking up Iberia Crime Stoppers on Thursday nights. So the film that you see on Thursdays that I post in the morning, that's aired on KADN on Wednesday nights.
Right.
All these days are getting confusing now, sorry. That same video will be played Thursday night on KATC.
Very good, very good. So again, that is the featured crime of the week, but we can't overemphasize enough. That's not the only one you want calls on.
Correct. This is just a featured. Any information that you have about anything, whether it be someone with a misdemeanor traffic warrant, all the way up to you-know-who murdered somebody, anything and everything in between, give us a call, let us know. We've been getting a lot of calls regarding drug usage, drug sales, weapons, and it's all being transferred to the proper division of the Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office. Everything that's been called in has been great. It's been wonderful, and I just want to continue to urge the public to call in with any information that you have regarding any crime that's been committed.
Very good. Any update on any of the previous featured crimes of the week?
Unfortunately, no updates on those, but it's still a work in progress.
Yeah. And again, you know, I know the website or the Facebook page should have some of that archived material as well. You can scroll down and find some of that.
Absolutely. There should be a tab at the top of the Facebook page where you can go into either an about section. I'm not specifically sure. But there should be an archive of all of the crimes of the week. It should be under a video tab. And you should be able to watch every single crime of the week that's been aired since day one.
Okay, video. To the left, yeah, I can see it there to the left, in the column to the left, videos, and there it is.
Perfect. That's how you do it.
There you go. So again, check that out. Again, Iberia Crime Stoppers on Facebook. Website, Iberia Crime Stoppers iberiacron.com, and then it's the email address that's a little, you drop the S on Iberia Crime Stoppers. Is it at AT&T.net?
Correct, AT&T.net. AT&T wouldn't allow us to put that S on the end because it's too many letters.
Just one too many letters.
One too many letters. So it's Iberia Crime Stopper at ATT.net is our email address.
Very good. Anything else we want to talk about today? Any other features, Kenny?
Jeff, I just want to thank all those that have made donations and truly encourage those that, once again, love the program, want to keep it success, to maybe dig deep and find a way to help support it. I don't know if Sergeant mentioned it, but the business crimes are is up more than the consumer based on the Facebook page and the Neighborhood Watch program. So I know the business community is hurting real bad right now. We encourage them as well to find a way to throw some dollars to us. There are a lot of expenses involved, particularly reward monies and things of that nature. So we just ask everybody for their help.
Very good. I know you guys were running low a little bit on posters, but businesses who want to put something in their window, seek those out?
Correct, exactly. We just bought a new supply this week that's coming
okay,
through.
Okay, good.
Getting a lot of local support from sign companies that are also giving their share with that. We're also getting ready to start a youth program that'll be at the high schools. Thanks to Reverend Zach Mitchell, Sherry Guidry, who's really spearheaded that as well. But we'll be bringing a junior program into the high schools to help with that support, all the way from bullying to drugs on campus and different crimes as well. So we're reaching out to everybody, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. It's kids who bring guns in and then show them to their friends or trying to impress people by showing them off, whatever the case may be, whether it's drugs, guns, or anything else to try and make kids not feel as though they cannot sort of drop a dime on a bad guy that happens to be in their class.
Exactly.
Very good. So, again, appreciate you coming by. As always, Iberia Crime Stoppers. They join us on Thursdays at about 11 o'clock. And this conversation always recorded, and we post it up on our website. Sometimes I remember to post it to your Facebook page as well. But, again, we look forward to the next time. And once again, if you've got some information anonymously, and let's one more time remind folks how we guarantee their anonymity.
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked that, Jeff. It's a completely anonymous process. You call into the tips line at 364-TIPS. That's 364-8477. Our caller ID is completely blacked out, so I'm not going to receive a name on there. There's no number to show. When you call, I'm going to ask some questions regarding the information that you have so I can fill it in on my computer screen. By the end of the phone call, you'll be issued a number, and that's the number that you have to write down and remember. Every second Thursday, the tipsters are urged to call back to the tips line with that number that they were assigned to see if an arrest was made on their tip. And if there was an arrest made, they're given a separate set of instructions, special instructions, in order to obtain their reward money. But it is 100% completely anonymous. I'm not going to ask for any personal information. You don't have to give your name. As I say in the videos, I don't want your name, we don't want your address, and we don't want your phone number. All we want is your information.
I look at the calendar, realize today is the second Thursday. Yesterday was the second Wednesday. Anything significant out of the board meeting yesterday?
No, we talked obviously about the Facebook excitement, knowing that's going to also create more signage and stuff, so we talked about purchasing that. Additional training for Sergeant Guidry as well. He's doing an amazing job. Once again, a very excited board, highly attended meetings, a lot of information. President Mike Barra does just an excellent job. We like the one-hour sternness that he does. But had not for him and his energy to keep this going and start up the corporation again, we wouldn't be here right now. So good job, Mr. Mike. But, no, the meeting was excellent. Like I said, everybody looks forward to it. Always good news. But you know me. I'm the money guy, so I'm always begging.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. But hey, we want to hand it out, too.
That's right.
You know, it's definitely not as if we're just taking, you know, taking so that we can hand back, you know,
no
give
doubt.
Back.
No doubt. Based on the success and the tips that we're starting to get, we truly anticipate a pretty good run on rewards. which is awesome because that's what we want to do. Then at some point in time, hopefully they'll go down because the crime will.
Very good. Again, Sergeant Stephen Guidry, Kenny Lejeune with the board of Iberia Crime Stoppers. That number again to call, 364-TIPS, 364-8477. But again, 364-TIPS. Gentlemen, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jeff.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.